Genesis 22, verses 1 to 18. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and he said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. This passage is one that has helped me to understand the Bible in a new way. When I was quite young and I read this passage through new eyes, and I thought, this isn't a passage which is about lessons you need to learn or doctrines you need to absorb. It's a passage that opens up a story. It opens up depth of feeling. And it opens them up without telling you. You don't get told what Abraham's feeling or what Isaac's feeling. You get told what they do and where they go. And everything else is left for you to read it in. Abraham's agony at having been given this gift of a son, and then to have it taken away by the same God who gave it. Isaac's perplexity that this strange event is going on that he doesn't understand at all. And Abraham gets to the very point of reaching out to slay his son, and the angel calls to him. And he responds with exactly the same words as he did when God called to him at the beginning. Here I am. Abraham's response of complete obedience is not, I think, one that we should be following. It's a story, not an example. And it's a story that opens up the depth of the biblical narrative. The King James Bible and its particular way of writing and its narrative style, I think, is particularly rich in opening up that emotional depth. not ever closing it down by telling us what we should be feeling, but opening it up so that we can bring our own interpretations to bear. And that, I think, is one of the reasons why this text continues to be of relevance and importance, something that can still touch us and move us even now.